This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم everyone. جزاكم الله خير for joining us as always. Welcome to our Tuesday night program and would love to welcome you all and share with us where are you joining us from. ما شاء الله تبارك الله, we have from India and we usually have from all over. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So as you all know, today is Tuesday and there is about less than 2 weeks, even less actually, maybe 11 or 12 days till the awaited guest, I always call it, the awaited guest is going to come and join us, which is, you all know, it's Shahr Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكمل العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. I just recited to you three ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah that you're probably going to hear it again and again and again as Ramadan comes in. It's the verses 183, 184, 185 from Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in it? يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. O you believer, Ramadan, fasting has been prescribed upon you just like has been prescribed on the people before you. كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. This word we all need to learn. لعلكم تتقون. So you may attain taqwa. We will cover this inshallah if Allah give us life next week about the what should I do and expect and the result of me joining, the result of me if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me life till I get to Ramadan and after Ramadan. So we will leave this لعلكم تتقون, so you may attain taqwa, to next week. But in general, the first thing is in Surah Al-Baqarah, second chapter of the Quran, and the verse 183, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it very clearly that fasting is an obligation. كتب عليكم الصيام. كتب in the Quranic language is not writing. It's actually this thing became an obligation. So fasting become an obligation, and it's not something new. The whole many nations before us, كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم, as it was prescribed on the people before you, لعلكم تتقون, so you may attain taqwa. And then أياما معدودات, few days. So there's no month yet, and I'm gonna come to this. Few days, أياما معدودات. Okay. فمن شهد منكم الشهر يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. Right. فمن كان منكم مريضا, the person who was sick, or أو على سفر, traveling, فعدة من أيام أخر. And then Allah said شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The third ayah is the month of Ramadan, is the month that number one, the Quran was revealed. Right. فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Whomsoever lived to see the month of Ramadan. Shahida meaning you basically, you witness the month. You meaning you're alive and you know it is Ramadan. فليصم. Of course, for the Muslims. فليصم. ومن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر, traveler, or you're sick, فعدة من أيام أخر. You do it in another day, in another time. And why is that? يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. The reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from you the, what he wants from to all of us. And this is something we all have to always remember. And I'm going to move a little bit a little bit from the topic of Siyam. I'm going to move to, in general, يريد الله بكم اليسرى. What Allah wants from me and you is ease. So always there is, in everything I see in this deen, and this is very important for us to remember, there is ease in it. And I will just talk more about this ease. يريد الله بكم اليسر. Allah wants always easy for you. ولا يريد بكم العسر. And he does not want hardship for us. So always when I am practicing my religion as a Muslim, when I see or feel or I think that this is something difficult, this is something hard, I can't understand, always remember this verse. يريد الله بكم اليسر. Allah loves for you ease. ولا يريد بكم العسر. And he does not want hardship for you. طيب. Okay. Now Ramadan is coming. Let's learn little bit things. Maybe it's simple and maybe we have never heard it before. Part of the ease of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he makes things easier for us. Things comes gradual. What does that mean? If you go for fasting, subhanallah, fasting the month of Ramadan didn't come this way first. Meaning Allah did not made fasting Ramadan right away. Immediately you go and fast the whole month. No. In fact, the obligation for fasting the month of Ramadan came in the second year of Hijrah. So you had all the time off Makkah. There was no fasting Ramadan the whole month. Then Rasul ﷺ migrated to Medina. And in the second year, so what did they do before? There was no fasting? No. It came gradual. And that teaches me something. That when I need to get a goal, and especially if the goal is something I am not used to, have not done it before, we need to take it gradually. And this will apply to Ramadan also. Why? So I will reach my goal and I will not get tired and then stop doing what I am doing. As the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith, the meaning of don't be too hard on yourself. And then you will be like that person, too hard, too harsh, too quick, too high goals without real planning and gradual going through it. And then you will end up, as he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that person who was on a mount, on an animal, and then لا ظهر أبقى ولا أرض قطع. He did not reach the goal, and he did not even keep the animal because he kept whipping on the animal, and the animal died. What is this? Look at how Ramadan, how the fasting of the month of Ramadan came to us Muslims. It did not come right away. It came in graduation. The first obligation of fasting was actually one day, which is actually the day of Ashura. It was an obligation before Ramadan became an obligation. Imam al-Bukhari in his book narrated that the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, kana, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, kana ya'umuru bi-siyami Ashura. He used to order and command the fasting of the day of Ashura. Then when Ramadan came in, he said, whomsoever want to fast Ashura that day or cannot, it's up to you. So the first step in fasting for us as Muslim came as one day, which is actually the month of Ashura, the day of Ashura. Another hadith, Jabir ibn Sumra in Muslim, he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, kana ya'muruna bi siyami Ashura. فلما فرض رمضان لم يأمرنا ولم ينهانا ولم يتعاهدنا عنده، كان يأمرنا بصيام عاشوراء. Originally, he used to command us and ordered us to fast the day of Ashura, which is the 10th day of the first month of the lunar year. And not only he used to command us, وَيَحُثُّنَا عَلَيْهِ, he used to really encourage us and want us to do it, وَيَتَعَاهَدَنَا عِنْدَهِ, and he was particular about us fasting the day of Ashura. فَلَمَّا فُرِضَ رَمَضَان, when Ramadan became obligation, now you see the graduation, the graduality, gradual, right? لَمَّا فُرِضَ رَمَضَان, whomsoever wants to fast or not. What do I learn from this? When I come to Ramadan, and this is extremely important for us, when Ramadan comes in, and here I am, here we are, we have not had fasted, we have not had done 2 or 3 hours of Taraweeh every single day for the whole year, we need to take it gradually in this way. Because what we normally see, and this is sometimes unfortunate, is that the first day of Ramadan, we have so much energy, and we fast, and we are up, and we read Quran. And then gradually, as the month goes by, and of course not to everybody, but we start to see our himmah, our resolve becomes weaker and weaker. Why? Because we started very fast, and we started very strong, but we were not ready for this strength. And that is why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast majority of Sha'ban, a lot of the time in Sha'ban. Why? Getting ready. Graduality, take things gradual and prepare, is extremely important in the month in Islam, and specifically for the month of Ramadan. I still have about 11 days, so I'm not there yet. It's there, it's coming, I can see it, but it's not there yet. I need from now to start getting myself gradually, but so when day one Ramadan comes in, some of the things became habit. And for the fasting, if you have not fasted yet, it is not recommended to start fasting after the middle of Sha'ban, the last 2 weeks of Sha'ban, unless it comes in a habit. But in general, the things that we need to start from now, get ready for, is relationship with the Quran and the relationship with the Salah. Because Ramadan is not only fasting. The obligation is the fasting. Is like you're baking a cake. To make a cake, you need a cake. But that's just the cake. But if I want to make a good cake, tasty cake, looks beautiful, I need to do frosting inside. I may cover it. I may put fruits, chocolate. The idea. Ramadan, fasting is the base. But many other things on the top and the top and the top. I need to get ready for that. Establish the relationship with the Quran. Establish a stronger, firmer, more loving relationship with the Salah and generosity and giving. And we will cover this all next week, inshallah, when we start coming in. What other things we do in Ramadan beside the fasting? So graduality. Ramadan came in. First was Ashura. Then when Ramadan came in, the fasting of Ramadan was not an obligation yet. It's actually in the verse I recited to you. It came in as an option. Third stage, which is the verse 185, is فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whomsoever witnessed the month and the obligation and the fasting is an obligation on him or her, then they have to. Graduality takes things gradual. Why? Because Shahr Ramadan is, as the days goes by, actually the virtues and the acts of worship and ibadah increase. And the end, the last 10 days, is the finale. And in them is the finale night. So what I need to do is I need to build up on my acts of worship, on my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on my relationship with the Quran, on my relationship with the Salah. I build it up. I don't start very high and then I get tired and I cannot continue. On the contrary, I need to gradually build up, build up, build up, build up. So when the last 10 days of Ramadan comes in, I'm ready. I've trained spiritually, relationship, love, feeding, I all. So make sure all of you and all of us, Ya Rabbi, I mean, I am number one, is beside, I'm not talking about the fasting, I'm talking beside the fasting, I need to start gradually. So day one of Ramadan, let's say I've never read Quran before, I am going to discipline myself and I'm going to read, let's say, 3 pages, 4 pages, 10 pages. But then as the Ramadan goes in, I will increase. The sunnah, however, is actually you read one juzu a day, because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Jibreel used to come to him and review itadaras al-Quran. He used to review the Quran with Sayyidina Jibreel once in every month, except the last year when he died alayhi salatu wasalam, it was actually twice. So graduality, this is one of the first thing as we are welcoming it. I need from now, I have about 11, maybe 12 days left for Ramadan. Let me go up. So normally now I do my salah. I do it, alhamdulillah, but I do it, you know, whenever I can. I am going to gradually, I'll say, okay, every day I'm going to at least choose two salah obligatory that I am going to perfect them. I'm going to work on the quality of them. I am going to make them longer. I'm going to read Quran longer as much as I know. One, I don't do sunnah. Maybe it is time now to start doing maybe one or two sunnah gradually, but increase. So when Ramadan, put a goal. So when Ramadan comes in, again, Allah knows 2nd or 3rd of April, I have already established a base, and the base is way better than my base today. So, and then I will go up and up and up and up again. So that's number one I needed all of us to remember, is to build up, build up. Number two, the month of Ramadan is called Ramadan, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this month in the Quran by the name. The ayah I recited to you, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. شهر رمضان. Who called it Ramadan? And why it's called Ramadan? Actually, the Arabs before Islam, the months, the lunar months, when they came in, and there is different opinion about who gave them these names, the idea, when the time came in and they start giving the months, the lunar months names, they gave them the names according to the season that year. Because as you all know, the lunar months moves. So it's like not all the time Ramadan is in the summer and not all the time Ramadan in the winter. Actually, it goes, as we all know, goes back every year about 10 to 11 days. So when the month of Ramadan was that time when the lunar months, it's the Arabs decide to give it, to name them, Shahru Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the year, the ninth month of the year, that time Ramadan came, that month came, the ninth month of the lunar year came in the time of summer, and not only summer, but extreme heat. It was that month in extreme heat. I need you to remember this, because this is remembering, this is related to what I need to feel. And what is the goal? And what should I come out from Ramadan with? So it was called this. It was called this because it was the time of naming the months, was the 9 month was actually in the summer with extreme heat. But has to be a name, for the name has to have a relationship, because every act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do, there is the external name, but the name has something to do with the goal of the worship. For example, al-hajj, okay, al-hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it in the Quran, al-hajju ashhurun ma'lumat. Hajj is an appointed, well-known months. But what does the word Hajj mean in the Arabic language? We all, when I ask you, is what is Hajj? You say, okay, that's when we go to Mecca in that time of the year. It's true, but that's Islamically. But linguistically, Hajj is al-qasd, is the goal, is the aim. So when I am going to Hajj, inshallah, we'll discuss this when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when make us live to the time of Hajj, may Allah invite everybody, Ya Rabbi, Ameen, is al-qasd. So when I'm going, I need to remind myself, there is a goal. I'm not going for vacation. I'm not going just to see the Kaaba. I am going there. My qasd, my intention, my goal, my focus is to please Allah, to be His guest, to respond to His invitation. So what is Ramadan? The word Ramadan comes from Ramadan. The origin of it is Ramadan. And Ramadan is extreme heat. Ramadan, extreme heat. So what is extreme heat? Has to do spiritually. What is the goal of Ramadan? As I shared with you just now in the verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain taqwa. And what is taqwa? Allah conscious. And what does Allah conscious mean? Allah conscious mean I'm going to do everything He's pleased with, and I am going to be staying away from everything He doesn't want. Shahru Ramadan, if I do it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me, as much as I can, focused on Him, focused on what I am doing, and not only holding food and drink and marital relationship in that time frame, or rather holding every sin, making Allah as my focus, doing every extra I can, then the end is taqwa. It will burn my sins. It will remove. تَمْحُ الذُّنُوبِ is like the sun burns. They said Ramadan, when we do it properly. This is why it's extremely important for us from now to change the way we look at Ramadan. We all celebrated. We all are very happy. I mean, some of us even counting the days. There's a special feeling internally, and we're looking at it. And Ya Allah, Ramadan is going to come, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Muslims still, walillahi alhamd, still glorify Ramadan. Know the virtues and says, it's Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. But what I need to do is from now, put goals for myself, for me, when I leave Ramadan, that I achieved those goals and I'm going to take them with me. And one of the goals of Ramadan, coming from its name, Ramadan, extreme heat that burns, is actually it will burn my sins. Meaning my fasting, the proper fasting, my relationship with Allah, my salah, my qiyam, my night salah, my charity, my conduct, all of these going to be multiplied. I'm not going to do the casual, neither quality nor quantity. I'm not just going to do 2 rak'at after Isha. I'm going to do my Taraweeh, and I'm going to do longer, and my relationship with the Quran. I am building and building. So how is my sins will be burned? Because Allah said it. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ فَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِّ النَّهَارِ وَزُولَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah said this at the end of Surah Hud. It says to Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام, فَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِّ النَّهَارِ وَزُولَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Perform salah at the two ends of the day and part of the night. فَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِّ النَّهَارِ وَزُولَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Why? إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ, verily, good deeds, يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, remove, expiate bad deeds. So here I am. Gradually I am building from now. And the day of Ramadan, day one, day two, day three, day four, I'm building more good deeds. I'm building better relationship with Allah. I'm building better relationship with the Quran. I'm building more better relationship even with the people around me. These are all good deeds, let alone salah and of course the fasting and the qiyamul layl. These are all good deeds. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds remove bad deeds. Ramadan. And this only in Ramadan. Subhanallah, Ramadan has this special uniqueness in it, that good deeds is very easy. And we all know the hadith, right? إِذَا دَخَلَ أَوْ جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ, right? فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. That's the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said in many narration. In Imam Malik, in Muslim, in Al-Bukhari, he said, إذا جاء رمضان, in Imam Malik narration, إذا دخل رمضان, when Ramadan comes or enter, what happens? فتحت أبواب الجنة. The doors of Jannah are open. The gates of Jannah are open. Come on. وغلقت أبواب النار. And the doors of hellfire closed. غلقت actually. It's like absolutely locked. وصفدت الشياطين. And the devils, shaitan, are chained. This is a metaphor, meaning if shaitan is chained, has no power over me, in general, good deeds is much easier. Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much easier. I need to keep reminding myself of this as I am preparing, getting ready for Ramadan. That don't think it's going to be too hard at all. Don't say it's too long. Oh, time changed. Now it's longer. Don't say that. Oh, it's in the middle of the exams. Oh, I am working. Oh, why didn't I take vacation? Don't say any of these. On the contrary, remember this hadith. When the gates of Jannah open means what? It's not physically open. It means the people who will, it's going to be welcoming people to come. And what is the number one reason after believing in Allah to enter Jannah is good deeds. Is good deeds. So here I am. Futihat abwab al-Jannah, meaning good deeds are easier. Good deeds in Ramadan in general is easier. So graduality and the graduality will be quicker because doing good deeds are easier. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابِ النَّارِ. Then the gates of Jahannam, the gates of the hellfire are closed, are locked, meaning doing bad deeds are harder. And one of the reasons is because shayateen is chained. So here I am, second. So three things so far for me. I have about 11 or 12 days. It's not too late, never too late. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ease for me. And He put it in between ayatul siyam, in between the verses of fasting, He put that Allah wants ease for you. So I say to myself, never too late. I still have time. Let me prepare, not only mentally, that Ramadan is coming, or even now, many of the of us preparing, you know, preparing meals, preparing food, preparing, but also spiritually, I'm going to be prepared, preparing myself that I am going to be day one of Ramadan, or I will say day two of Ramadan better than day one, day 12 better than day two, and day 22, I'll be better than day 12 and two, and let alone at the odd nights, the 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, and the last night of Ramadan, whether it's 29th or 30th, the 29th, I'm going to put this as a goal. Much better, if not hugely better, if I can use this term, than day one. And this is how the curve will be. The curve of my relationship with Allah and the curve of my acts of worship will be going this way, should not go that way. And sometimes we see in masajid, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, how grateful we are to you. The masajids are open. They opened Mecca. Umrah is open. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And I'm saying this to everybody. Let us not forget 2 years ago, how was Ramadan? When there was no masajid, there was no taraweeh, subhanallah, there was no iftar with people, subhanallah. But Allah is Rahim, subhana. Allah is Kareem, generous, subhana. Allah is Ghafurun, Wadood, all forgiving, all loving, loves to give love. And He brought us back. Let us all, this is the first year after 2 years, let us not forget that. Where we are back to normal. No social distances. Alhamdulillah. No limited numbers. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So let's not forget this ni'mah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I'll give you more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you are not, if you are ungrateful, Ya Allah, forgive us. My punishment, Allah is saying. If you are ungrateful, my punishment will be severe. I need absolutely to be grateful to Allah in this Ramadan, more than any other Ramadan, simply because we tasted, for 2 years, we tasted the bitterness and the sourness of not going to the masjid, of not praying in jama'ah, of not seeing each other and enjoying the suhbah of Ramadan, I call it. Now it is back. So three things. Remember the ni'mah of Allah, especially those, all of us, Ya Rabbi, Ameen, that we will live to see Ramadan. The ni'mah that we have reached Ramadan. The ni'mah that it is open. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The ni'mah of me able to fast, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Or even if I am not able, I can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me other options to do a good deed, and there is other good deeds I do. One. Two, gradual, meaning going up. The curve, this Ramadan will go up. It will not go down. Absolutely, it will not go down. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Day two of Ramadan, my taqwa, better than day one. Day 10 or day 9 or then 11, my taqwa, Allah conscious, Allah love, Allah fear, is better than day 1 and day 2 and day 3. Three, that graduality need preparation from now. I still have time. Increase your relationship with the Quran. Build it up. Improve your salah, quality and quantity. And improve your relationship with the people around you. Ramadan is not only external ibadah. And we're going to cover this next week. It's not only external. Ramadan is not only not eating and drinking and not having marital relationship in this time frame. La, this is the only superficial. If we look at Ramadan only this way, if we look at Ramadan only this way, we will miss a lot. We will miss a lot, and getting to لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ will be much harder. Ramadan is actually, I call it a training camp. A training camp in me to remove all my ill characters and bring forth and improve and nourish my good characters with the relationship with the people around me, as we call it, حقوق العباد. حقوق العباد. So from now, gradually, I'll work on my external and my internal, my heart. Every day, from today till we get to Ramadan, and every day in Ramadan, examine your heart. Examine your heart. And I'm not talking as a physician and I'm going to put the stethoscope and listen to the heart. No. Look inside your heart. Let me look inside my heart. What will I see in my heart? What thoughts? What feelings? I need everything in my heart to be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's my ibadah. And every day, day one, better than the last day of Sha'ban, two and three. And as we go on, I internally, I'm a better person with people around me, forgiving, pardoning, no hatred, no jealousy, no anger. I'm Ramadan every day. And my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even every day is better. Now, goal. Now, don't forget the name, Ramadan. It will burn my sins. Ramadan is it's going to burn my sins. Questions always come in. Why Ramadan is called Ramadan? And we said this, but why Allah chose Ramadan? And this is a question. The reason I am bringing this is because these days, because of the technology of everything we have, we're getting answers to almost everything. And we are learning to ask questions. 10 years ago, nobody asked. Nobody wondered why Ramadan is called Ramadan. Which is good to ask, but sometimes there is no answers and we need to learn to submit the will of Allah. So Allah chose Ramadan, and this is what I'm getting to. Number one. And once I learn this and comprehend this, my relationship with Allah will change. Number one, Allah is al-Alim al-Hakim. Allah is al-Alim al-Hakim. Allah is all-knowing and Allah is all-wise. For His wisdom, for His knowledge, by His knowledge, He chose Ramadan to make it a special month of the year. same, Allah chose certain times, certain places, certain creation of His to be special. Meaning, Allah said this in Surah Al-Hajj, Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah choose from among angels to become messengers and from people to become messengers. He chose them. He chose Sayyidina Jibreel. That Sayyidina Jibreel will deliver the Quran. Why? لِحِكْمَةٍ. Wisdom. Allah has it. Why I'm saying this? One of the changes, that one of my goals in Ramadan will be that I, as a human being, as a servant of Allah, as His creation, I need to learn to submit to the will of Allah. Not everything is why and it doesn't make sense and I'm not convinced. That is not how it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam by itself, the word Islam is to submit. And to submit to what? To submit to the will of Allah. And that is why there is things we don't know why and we don't know how. And Allah is capable of showing it to us, but He kept it unknown. لِحِكْمَةٍ, as we say, for a wisdom. One of the goals in me in Ramadan, I need to learn to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, I always remind to live this concept. I remind myself or I ask myself this question. So why Ramadan is from, why fasting is from dawn to dusk? So from 6, let's say this morning, 5:37, right, to 7:01. Why not 7:02? Why not 6:59? It's only 1 minute or 3 minutes earlier. If somebody in Ramadan or at any time fasting, the Maghrib is, let's say, 7:01, and I eat at 7, my fasting is nullified. What I'm trying to say, one of the core character of the Muslim, that he or she submit to the will of Allah. And that, and you know why we should all submit without even a blink of an eye? Because who Allah? Because He is Allah. And He is Al-Hakim, the wise. Al-Alim, the all-knowing. So when He told me, you fast from this time to this time, I submit. When He told me, and then I take this and I apply it on the rest of my life. When there's things happens in my life that I cannot understand why this is happening to me, I need always to remind myself, أَسْلِمِي لِلَّهِ. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, in the chapter, the woman, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينَ مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Who has better deen, religion, than أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ, submit his face, meaning all his body and his will, to Allah. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ, with excellence, no arguments, why, it doesn't make sense, why this, why that. That's what Ramadan also teaches me. And that's what I need now, in this 12 days to come, to train myself to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in fasting, meaning I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink in this time, but also to the will of Allah. Because I'm reading some of your questions on the chat. I was like, I'm getting so stressed out because of work and all the things, which is true. All of us get this. But the more I have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, verily by the remembrance of Allah, hearts will reach serenity. And what is anxiety? It's when my heart is not in peace, when my heart is not at rest, when I am connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His dhikr, with His remembrance, with submission, with dua, with asking Him, I will learn to submit. So gradually, I'm going to focus on graduality today. Gradually from day one, as I get to day 30th, I am going to train myself to submit to the will of Allah. And hold myself when I say why. I am not convinced. I need to know the reason. Then I am not yet the full Muslim Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to be. I am not yet the full Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to be. So Shahru Ramadan, let's go back again. Then Allah, as I said, chose Ramadan as a month. He chose angels, for example, Sayyidina Jibreel. He chose the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam from among people. He chose messengers. He also chose places. Arafah. He chose Mecca, as we have discussed not long time ago. So Allah chooses li hikmah. I am going to reinforce the idea. We need to live. One of the names we need to live in the Ramadan is Ismullah al-Hakim. The name of Allah al-Hakim. Always, always. Whatever happens to me, I always have to say number one. Before I say why me? I say, Ya Allah, there is a wisdom. Please show me. Ya Allah, show me the wisdom. Show me the wisdom. Wallah alladhi allahu. When we start having this personal relationship with Allah, I know you are wise. I know you are allowing me to go through this difficulty. There's a hikmah, show me. This is too hard for me, Ya Allah. I can't do it. Help me. I'm commenting on the comment I just read about anxiety and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do, subhanahu. Now, graduality, the core, the mark of Ramadan is fasting. It's fasting. Why? Allah chose it. Why? Allah said so. Train. Allah said so. He wanted me. And the beauty of fasting, there's so many beauty of fasting. Also, we'll cover it in detail and the level of fasting next week, inshallah. But what I'm trying to say is, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فهو لي وأنا أجزي به. Let me translate. That's a hadith in Qudsi. كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فهو لي وأنا أجزي به. All the deeds that the son of Adam do is for him, meaning for his benefit, for his dunya benefit and akhirah benefit. إلا الصوم, except fasting. فَهُوَ لِي, it is for me, and I reward by it. What the scholars teach us about this? Every good deed we do, every good deed we do, is times 10. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Allah said this in Surah Al-An'am, the cattle, whomsoever do any good deed, it's times 10. Except the fasting. When this hadith Qudsi, this hadith, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and came to us through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, his wording, that all the deeds of the human being is for him. إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ فَهُوَ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And why? And then he said, يَتْرُكُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ يَتْرُكُ طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ وَشَهْوَتُهُ لِي. What do we do in fasting? We don't eat, we don't drink, and no marital relationship. Why? For Allah. This is what I want to reach. If I can do this for Allah, and it is not easy, fasting and not drinking and not eating, and life goes on for us who lives in the West, life doesn't change, continue, right? And no marital relationship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this 12 or 14 hours, it depends where you live. If I can do this for 30 days, I can do much more outside that. That's why I call it's a training camp. If I can for 14 hours not eat or drink and no marital relationship, I can stay away from sin gradually, gradually, gradually. يَتْرُكُ طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ لِي. Whenever you feel, and this is for everybody, I see a lot of comments here, you know, about the difficulty. Remember this hadith. الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. I want you to live Ramadan with this hadith. Wallahi alladhi allahu, it's going to make you much, it's going to make it much easier on you. And you see it on the screen. Every good action is rewarded by 10 times, up to 700 times, except fasting, which is for me, and I reward it, I reward it. When I feel tired, when I feel exhausted, emotionally or physically or both, when I feel I am not me, I'm not giving him what he should, subhanah, or I'm not giving Ramadan what it should be, remember this hadith, as-sawmu li. Don't belittle that anything little good deed you're doing in Ramadan, don't let shaitan do this to you or your nafs do this to you. And what pushed me to do more is when I remember I'm doing it for Allah. All of us, subhanAllah, when we love someone, when we love someone, we do things for them all with all our heart. We do our best because we love them. Whether it's our children, our spouses, our parents, we do this. But when we think of the love, when we think of them, we do. And we do it way better than normal. Now, if I am thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-sawmu li, fasting is for me, and I'm doing it for Him, subhanahu. I write this hadith, literally, send yourself a reminder every day on your phone. Write it in a place where you see it. As-sawmu li, fasting is for me. And who is me? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I, and there is no reason for me leaving my food, leaving my drink, leaving the relationship with all the hardship we go through for 30 days except for Him. Except for Him. What will He reward me? And that's why there is no accounted reward. Because fasting is the same as patient. It's both interchangeable. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who practice patient, they will be rewarded unaccounted for. We don't know how much. Same idea. What I need to summarize for everybody. We are still alive. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Keep asking Allah to keep you alive. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. All of us. Ya Allah, بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانِ. This is the dua. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, make us live to reach Ramadan. Two. So number one, I really want to make this dua for myself today, that I want to live to see that Saturday or Sunday. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. One. Number one. Number two, I still have time. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. Don't despair from the mercy and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I still have time. Let's start working. Let's start working. One day at a time. One salah at a time. One salah better. One good word better. One charity better. Gradually. 10 days. And put goals. Realistic goals. Two. Three. When Ramadan comes in, the goals becomes much easier. Why? Because the doors of Jannah are open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. And shayateen are chained. So the good deeds become much easier. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help. And I always say this to myself, and I want you all to remember this. When I really want to obey Allah, and He's seeing me with this desire to obey Him, but I'm tired, I'm weak, all what we go through, what do you think Allah will do for us? Absolutely, He will pull us. Absolutely, He will help us. Absolutely, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what makes Allah so happy? Subhanallahu ashaddu farahan bitawbati ahadikum. Nothing will make Allah more happy than when He see you and me returning to Him in tawbah, in repentance. That's the hadith of Rasulullah, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see a servant of His, you and me and anyone, going back to Him in repentance, meaning turning back to Allah. I want to do what pleases Allah. I want to get close to Him. He is more happy, subhanah, and He doesn't need me, and He doesn't need you. More happy than that person in the middle of the desert when he lose his mount, his camel, with all his foods and his drink, and sit and says, I'm going to sleep till I die. And then he wake up, and he find the animal in front of him, and he gets so happy that he make a mistake and say, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Ya Allah, you are my servant, I am your Lord, wa la yadu billah. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, akhta'a min shiddat al-farah. He is made mistakes because he was very happy. Meaning, in Ramadan and from now, when Allah see me struggling, and this is again, I am commenting on all the comments I'm seeing on the screen, don't despair. Don't feel anxious. You know why? Because he will make it easy. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا. يا الله, no, nothing easy except what you make it easy. And let it out, yes, brother Adam, but let it out to Allah. Talk to him. Talk to him. And ya Rabbi, make it easy. Ya Allah, you know I want to help, I want to obey you, I want to get close to you. What do you think you will do, subhanah? So don't forget this. And it's a gradual. And every day in Ramadan, my goal this year, my goal will be every day I am better than the day before. In my relationship with him, in my relationship with salah, in my relationship with fasting, in my relationship with Quran, in my relationship with sadaqah, in my relationship with charity, in my relationship with the dua. And he will never, ever, ever let us go, let us down and not help us. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا. If you have any questions, you can send it to us. Send it to Jannah Institute at Gmail, and I will try my best to address them next week in the Tuesday night program. I will highly recommend that. We don't need to ask the same questions every year, which is, this will break my fast, this will not break my fast. These are like all should be known by now. But more questions about my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. All of you who have joining us, I've seen it from all over the world. It's from Australia, from Canada, from Malaysia, from the Middle East, of course, from the States and Canada. May Allah reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all, bring our hearts together, give us life to live Ramadan, make this the best Ramadan ever, and make us always, always getting closer and closer to him. And yes, we have also people, of course, from the UK. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tasliman kathira. Barakallahu fikum, jazakum allahu khayran.